Barstool is traveling, and I'm a groupie for Alcoholics Anonymous. I love going to conventions. I love to be with my homies here, but I've gotten to go, and I'm not rich, and I got to go travel to conventions all over Europe and get to stay. I'm happy. I'm an alcoholic. My home group is Happy Hour. And people just love it when you say you're from Hawaii. And I love the attention, so. and to sit and listen to our speaker last night, that's a feeling that you can't pay for that. Anyway, I want to thank you. My son loves me and respects me and sees the light in my eyes. And I even learned to scuba dive, so. I'm rambling now, but thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Patty. Okay, the next person is Ike with 32 years of sobriety.
My name's Ike. I'm an alcoholic. And my lead discussion is my home group. Thank you. Wow, I didn't know I was going to come up so soon. I signed up so late. Thank you guys all for sharing before me. My God, this is my favorite meeting. I love the old-timers meeting. It was always my favorite since the day I got sober. I always came to the old-timers meeting. I wanted to get up here and get a little bit arrogant. And I go like, I have arrived. Because the last time I came to this meeting, I was finally qualified to get up here when I had 25 years. I had a heart attack, and I had to go to the hospital, and I stayed in the hospital for 6 days. I survived that, so evidently I'm here, yeah. What I was thinking about was about maybe 20 years ago, Riverside, New York, I went up to our office up there. And I walked into the H&I office because I was into institutions. I used to go in the prison, carry the message. And I walked in there, and here I am. If you know me, I'm kind of a bubbly guy. And I walk in, and the lady that mans that desk at that time, she told me, can you imagine the journey it took for you to get here? You know, oh, she just brought me back down on earth, man. Boom. And I kind of broke down. I started crying. And that's how I wanted to share with you guys. Can you imagine the journey that it took? I don't know about you, but for me to get here, you know, all of the foster homes, the boys' homes, the institutions, the jails, all the places that I had to, things that I had to go through to get here, you know, I wanted to share that because, you know, the thief and the cheat and the, you know, the stealer that I am, I steal the happiness from the people I love the dearest. And one of him, my best friend sitting here today, my son with 12 years, you know, that had changed because of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. I got here via 6 DUIs, and my life, I tell you, man, and what does that woman share? Man, I could never have dreamed waking up in the same place. But when I drink, I don't know where I'm going to wake up, you know, and that's been my story. And you guys, I love you guys. The old timers, you guys share. You guys are just so funny, man. But what a gift has been given to me. I've been given one more chance in life. You know, somebody also shared about she's the only person that got sober in her family. I too. Everybody else is dead already. Died directly from the result of the alcoholism. And why me? And you guys told me, why not you? And so I thank you guys for that. It's been such a journey, and I've been enjoying the ride ever since I got here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ike. We would like to ask Sharon A. with 32 years of sobriety to come and share with us next.